saving money on everything you need at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements, and it enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 26 colors of Owens Corning Duration shingles and transform your home today. Shop our selection of roofing products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Hey, everybody. The Golden Retriever of Comedy Tour is almost wrapped up. This is the last full weekend of the tour, so come on out this weekend. I'm going to be in Munhall, Pennsylvania on Friday, Cleveland on Saturday, and Columbus on Sunday. I know it's WrestleMania weekend, but hey, we'll watch it during the day the next day, right? You guys won't have any spoilers for me, and I can watch it on Monday? It'll probably get spoiled, but I'll still watch it. Irregardless. Is that even a word? Anyways, come on out. Golden Retriever Comedy Tour, Friday, Munhall, Pennsylvania. Saturday, Cleveland, Ohio. Sunday, Columbus, Ohio. DanSoder.com for tickets. Go get them right now. And then one final show of the Golden Retriever of Comedy Tour. Actually, we've just added another one. Technically, two more shows of the Golden Retriever of Comedy. There's Grand Falls Casino in Larchwood, Iowa. That's April 24th. And then, before we tape, June 13th, June 5th in New Jersey. That's the week before we tape. Ooh. And then I'm going to tape special. And after that, coming back to clubs, baby. Going to write that new hour. I'm talking about I'm going to be in Batavia, Illinois at the Comedy Vault. Stamford, New York for New York Comedy Club. Albany, Funny Bone. The Port in Baltimore. All those are coming up. As I work on my new hour. So as we end the tour, I've taped a special, and then I'm going to go out. That's what the rest of 2026 is going to be, is me writing a brand new hour. So come check me out in comedy clubs, much less cheaper, and I'm sorry about the ticket price of the theater tour. But I'm going to be back in clubs, baby. Battling check spots. Two shows a night. Back in it. DanSoder.com for tickets. I want to talk to you about Billions.
Oh, great. Oh, yeah.
Billions was so fun. And I fucked up so bad. I haven't seen you since then. It's been a whole worldwide pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
I saw you right before the world shut down.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
That's insane.
Yeah.
Because what was it? It was November? It was November.
Of 2019.
Yes.
And we filmed the episode at Axe Capitol on the soundstage where you tossed Maggie Siff.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Well, she tossed me.
Oh, yeah, that's what
she
it was.
She tossed me.
Yeah. She can't. Yeah. What, is she taking a bump?
She's not taking a bump.
Maggie Siff ain't taking bumps.
Yeah, she don't need to take bumps.
She's a
proper thespian.
Yeah.
Was that not me?
No, you were great. You came in, I'll tell you right now, everyone on Billions was blown away that you came in and had your shit completely memorized front and back. Because I don't think you, I don't act a lot and stuff, but I don't think you realize a lot of actors don't have their shit memorized.
Oh, really?
I've been on set sometimes and you've been like, there's been like guest stars or whatever. Yeah. You're like, did you even read the script?
That's the gig.
Yeah, it's the whole gig.
Know the lines.
One of my favorite like Venn diagram things about comics and wrestlers is that the amount of shit that we have to take on the way up makes it to where you get one of those gigs. You go, just do the thing.
Do the work.
You don't have to do the bad part.
Yeah.
You don't have to do the traveling or... I mean, I can't imagine
people
hell...
People are nice to you. They cater to you. They give you food.
They don't throw shit at you.
Yeah, no. They go, it's wonderful.
I had to get comfortable with someone else making me my coffee.
Oh, yeah.
When I was on cast there. Because I'd be like, I'll just go make it. And they're like, you're about to film a scene. And I was like, yeah, but I can go make my coffee. And they're like, no, that's a PA's job is to do that. When you get to the WWE, which is, you know, the pinnacle of wrestling... Is there stuff that you carry with you from the indies or from like stuff when you were coming up that you're like, oh, I don't have to do that anymore? Like,
I mean this,
getting your own gear.
I mean this politely.
Sure.
We're not catered to.
Really?
At all. No. Maybe there's a couple of folks. And as you get more into it, like you put up with less shit. But we pay for our own gear.
Really?
We pay for our own gear. Yeah, like no, they're not getting us gear. We buy our own gear.
Because
we buy our own rental cars. We buy our own hotels. We are in charge of booking those hotels and booking those rental cars. I think that's why actually when we go to work at other places, whether it be Billions or whatever,
sure,
people are usually pleasantly surprised at how
easygoing
we are, and because we're not used to being catered to, so we don't expect anything. We don't expect anybody to look after us because we are standardly so self-sufficient.
Can I tell you, as a lifelong wrestling fan, the hotel thing blows my mind.
That we have to book our own hotel.
Yeah, you're looking at like Hilton points, but the same way I am.
But think about this. Now we have mobile phones where we can book it.
Sure.
Think about the old days.
I mean, they had to call ahead and go like, hey, Ramada, yes, I need a room for King Kong Bundy.
Exactly.
And like, if you're a big guy, you know, wrestler, huge guys, you know, obviously like all the Andre the Giant stories about being uncomfortable in hotels. But some of these guys you work with are so big. I've been in hotels and they go, we don't have king size. We only have queen size beds. What are these guys? These guys just go, well, not sleeping comfortable tonight.
Yes.
Holy
That's
shit.
It. And then you have to bump the next day. But like, you also just GPS. There's no GPS. You just had to have maps.
Yeah.
And then hard plane tickets.
Oh, yeah. If you lose a plane ticket.
Yes.
That's why I think I always love those stories about a guy leaving a championship belt in a hotel room or something. But I think to me, as a wrestling fan, one of the coolest moments pre-GPS and all that stuff is if a car of wrestlers got lost in your town.
Oh.
And if you just like worked at a gas station and you're like, the Bushwhackers wanted to know how to get to I-95.
But
that's got to be mind-blowing.
Whether they get lost or not, the Bushwhackers still got to fill up their tank of gas and they still got to get snacks.
It's crazy to me. Do you try to put on like a hat or like something to like kind of cover up when you're on the road, just to be like not get noticed?
So back in now thankfully my husband and I have a bus, right? So we're traveling in luxury.
I love it.
We're very lucky.
Cool tour bus. Do you have it wrapped?
Yes.
Like with your face on the outside?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't know. Discretion.
We ain't
Cody Rhodes in this house. I do not want people to know what our bus looks like. No.
Because it is drawing crazy attention to
you. And God bless his poor bus driver, Matt, is then inundated at gas stations. Who's on your bus? Well, he doesn't have to ask. They don't have to ask the question. Is Cody in there?
They're yelling for him to go.
There's
the bus.
Nobody in there. It's just Matt trying to take a nap. God bless him. He's driven across the country.
Yeah.
We were
talking about. We were traveling in the bus. Yeah.
But no. So there used to be a dress code as well for women. It was club wear. So you're in, and we thankfully that's gone by the wayside.
Yeah.
When we were, but so we were coming out of events.
Sure.
That ended 11 p.m. You're driving 4 hours, so 2 a.m.
You just had a ladder match or something.
Exactly, and now you have to get into your tiny little frock and your high heels, and you're driving through Corbin, Kentucky, and you have to get out, and you got to fill your car with gas, and you're in this little hoochie dress, and you're like, there's no discretion.
That's crazy.
I remember getting in trouble for going through the airport in a pair of jeans and a tank top. Apparently, it looked like I was in gym attire. Apparently, I had to be in the morning dressed in my tiny little frock.
And if anybody
going through the airport.
And if you've ever lived with a woman, you know, one of the things you see is getting ready for women versus men is like how much my fiance has to go through just to walk the dog in the morning. She goes, I'm not walking out there without makeup. I got to put makeup on my face and walk the dog. And I just roll out of bed and go, I'll just walk the dog. I don't give a shit.
She's a G. I don't do that anymore.
You just go, fuck
I that. Used to.
Yeah.
And now I ask, screw you it. Go. Well, because when I look like a homeless schlub, nobody thinks that's Becky Lynch.
Yeah, that's actually great. It works for your advantage.
Yeah, exactly.
You go, I went completely undetected. When did you and Seth decide to get the bus? When were you like, hey, let's just, like, is that like a couple splurge? Do you go, we should get a fucking tour bus?
Well, yeah.
Was it like, after the baby?
No, before, actually. What happened was we got it in December of 2019, and we're like, we should try it out, you know?
Yeah. Did you rent it?
Then, yes.
Okay.
And I think then, and then the world shut down.
Yeah.
And it was like, well, do we hold on to it? But by then, I was pregnant. So then it was like, oh, well, we need it for when the kid comes along.
And for
then,
sure.
Yeah. Because otherwise we can't do that.
Does your daughter like the bus?
No.
She doesn't?
No. All of her friends, if they see the bus, are like, can I go on the bus? Yeah. It's so cool.
It's a moving house.
And to her, it's confinement. Oh. It's a prison cell. It's so small and she can't run around. Like she can, but like it's not, there's no novelty.
So to her, it. The boss is like, why would I want to do that? I want to be at my house.
Yeah, I want to be at my house where all my toys are. Well, like when she was younger, we had so many toys on the bus. Now we don't have anything, but because she doesn't come with us as often. So, but for her, there's no novelty. It's not like, oh, this house on wheels is very, you have a kitchen on wheels. What is wrong? A bathroom.
Bunks.
Yes.
You can have sleepovers with your friends on a bus.
Yes.
My uncle had a camper on the back of his truck. And when we went to my uncle's house, I was like, can I sleep in that camper?
Of course.
And he was like, why the fuck would you want to sleep in the camper?
It's so cool.
It was above the cab. I thought that was awesome that you could climb up and the bed was up there. And my mom was like, yeah, go ahead. And then I slept up there and I was like, oh, that does kind of suck. But but I remember being a kid and being like so hyped to sleep in the camper, being like, oh my God, you could drive anywhere. I could sleep up there and you'd be driving. So I kind of, and then you do it and it wears off and you're like, okay, I kind of get why. But were you disappointed when she was like, I don't want to go on the bus anymore?
Yeah.
Because you're like, come on.
It's a bus.
It's a cool bus.
It's a cool bus and with then a bed.
You sound you like sleep. You sound like an old fogey where you go, I used to have to drive in rental cars. We wished for a bus. Do you miss the rental car days?
There's a reference it's to fun. It. You know, like getting in the car and driving, having those chats. And now you can lie in bed and you can watch a movie. And that's so, I mean, look, it's the great. Height of luxury.
It
and
is.
Yeah, it's so nice. Very, very fortunate. Do not take it for granted. But there's a bonding that happens and you're listening to the radio. And
different
just,
tunes, seeing crazy shit. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you need someone to talk to, which we all do, check out BetterHelp. Therapy, it should be mandatory. Because you see people and you go, man, if you just talk to someone, I feel like you'd feel a lot better. And that's where therapy really does help. Because you go, oh, I talked to this professional and they told me that I'm not as crazy as I feel. BetterHelp therapists work according to strict code of conduct, fully licensed in the United States. So you are getting a professional therapist. And with over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 6 million people globally. You know how much drywall that's saving from people not punching it? So when life feels overwhelming, therapy can help. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com/Soder. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Soder. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Oh, boy, talking Stitch Fix. Listen, I don't know how to dress myself. I'm in my 40s, and fashion trends change, and stuff looks better on me that I don't trust. I need a good eye. That's why clothes shopping to me is a nightmare. But you got Stitch Fix. Stitch Fix is going to help you pick out the right clothes for the right times in the right seasons. All you got to do is take a quick style quiz, share your size, your vibe, and your budget. And boom, you're matched with a real human being stylist. Let's talk about style quiz. You share your size, you share your budget, you share what you want. Boom, matched with a real human who handles the rest. Then they send you a fix box with clothes that actually fit and make sense for your life, work, weekends, whatever. It saves you time, you look great, and feel confident in what you're wearing. No ask, all style. Try it in the comfort of your home. That's the best part. Keep what you like, send back what you don't. So get started at stitchfix.com/soder to get $20 off your first order. That's stitchfix.com/soder. I was just on the road and, you know, I don't do a tour bus. I do rental car in between when we're driving Dallas to Houston, which by the way, Texas, fucking 2-lane highway from Dallas to Houston. What is that? I don't know if I went the wrong way. That was a nightmare. But we get caught up in traffic, and me and the two guys I was on the road with, I was like, there's a Subway at this gas station. Do you guys want to get Subway sandwiches? And we were all like, we haven't done that in forever. It was so good.
It's the best.
It was so good. Right? We were sitting there eating this Subway, and we were like, We got to the venue.
And how good was it?
It was so good.
Was it? It was like the most delicious sandwich you'd ever had.
Teriyaki chicken still delivers. Yeah, it was still unbelievable. But we got to the venue and they were like giving us dinner menus or whatever. And the tour manager was like, "Where'd you guys eat today?" And we were like, "Subway." And he was like, "Why did you do that?" And all three of us were like, "No." It was fucking fantastic.
Of course it was.
And you watched him go like, oh my God, the road really warps your brain sometimes.
But no, it's amazing.
But I loved it because you know what it was? I guess it just was so long. It was a nostalgia. I bet if I ate it once or twice more, I'd be like, fuck, what am I doing? But that one meal, that lunch, whew, we really were sitting around biting it being like, woo, I just eat in Subway like this fucking rules.
Did you get the honey wheat bread?
Oh, I got the regular. I just went regular.
All right.
But one thing I do love about Texas, and this is like a thing that's by the wayside that when I can experience it, they have styrofoam cups, and I just love it.
I thought you were going to say bookies.
No, bookies are, I miss bookies.
It's.
I think that's what we need to come back to.
Yeah.
Scare the shit out of gambling addicts.
Oh, no, wait. Oh, I thought you meant. No, the.
This might be lost in translation. What's a bookie?
The gas station. Bucky's,
oh,
right?
Oh, Bucky's.
Yeah, Bucky's. Is that wrong?
No, Bucky's is... Bucky's. I thought you were talking about Bucky's. I was like, let's break some kneecaps.
Okay, yeah.
I was like, fucking shatter kneecaps.
We need to go... Yeah.
No, Bucky's...
Bucky's, the gas station.
It's too much of a tourist trap now.
Oh, okay.
We pulled into the... We saw a Bucky's. Yeah. And it was one of those things where I was like, one of the guys I was with had never been. So we're like, dude, you gotta try. There's all these snacks that are great.
Snacks.
And we stopped at the Bucky's and it was like... it looked like a Walmart on Christmas Eve. Like how many people were there? Oh. And we were already running late to Houston. So we were like, I can't. I've experienced Bucky's. It's great. It's too busy now.
You think it's overrated?
It got too popular.
Oh, wow. That is wild that it has become a tourist destination. Yeah, I know.
That shows you where we're at.
America.
Yeah, they're like, oh my God, a gas station. I got to go get some gas and some snacks.
It has so much beef jerky.
And also, the nuggets that they have, the little popcorn shit. They have so many great little snacks, but it's not worth missing a show in fucking Houston. And by the way, when we got to Houston, we were like, if we would have stopped at Bucky's, we might have been fucked on the show.
Oh, okay.
Have you almost missed a show because of travel?
Yes.
Like a big show?
No, not okay. A big show, but like a show. Like yeah. I've showed up, I think, like at intermission because of travel.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever had it where you get to the venue, gear on right to the ring? Like that kind of,
I think so.
How stressful is that?
I have. Pretty stressful. But also there's fun in that. I love a bit of chaos.
Yeah?
You know, like a little bit of, oh my God, anything can happen here. Like, let's see how much of a professional you are. Like, let's go back to the old school. Let's call it in the ring.
Let's be a little bit of a worker, you know what I mean?
I
love that
What's going to happen?
Yeah.
And anything good that happens is better than the most planned match you've ever had.
Really?
Like a simple called on the fly match. It's fantastic. It's really the root of what we do, you know? So when you realize that you still have that skill, even though we don't use it very often, you just feel like, oh, I'm such a professional.
In that kind of sense, like working with someone calling it in the ring, is there people that you liked, you know, that you just have great chemistry with that when the higher ups go, hey, I think we're going to do an angle with this person and you, are you like about to put on a banger?
Got this. Yes, of course. Yeah.
Do you have that meeting backstage after they tell you like, hey, we're going to put you in a program with this person for this long and you go, you ready to blow the shit out of the water? Is there that like kind of camaraderie of like, we're going to put on a banger?
Oh gosh. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Like, but usually it doesn't kind of happen in that kind of a manner where it's so concrete, like card subject to change. So like you might hear, all right, you're going to go into a story with
Bailey.
Right. And,
shout out Bailey.
Awful woman that she is. And
horrible, one of the worst
human beings on the planet. Selfish she is, as can be. We need to get rid of people like that in the business. So you go, all right, you're gonna be working with Bailey and we're gonna be doing an angle up to WrestleMania, and then you're gonna have a blow off at WrestleMania. And then you go, all right, well, what's gonna happen next week? And then it goes, okay, well, next week you're now working with a Alundra Blaze, and then the following week you're going to be in a story with Obafemi.
Sure.
You know, so it changes all the time. It could change all the time. So I don't think you ever really get into the groove until you're in the groove, you know, until you're like cemented into it. You can't really go, oh, we're going to kill this because, well, we don't know that this is going to happen or how long it's going to happen. And then, of course, you could be in that story with Bailey, and then typical of Bailey, she might blow out a knee. And then you won't see her for a year.
She's gonna be like, this fucking bitch. Just that clip. She's like, I'm gonna fucking kill her. Does that take you, like, when you're coming up? Because there's moments, I think, in comedy where I, like, stop if I'm, like, frustrated with travel or whatever, and I go, what the fuck am I upset about?
I'm doing
one show at a theater. This crowd's all great. They're all here to see. Are there moments where you're, like, frustrated with travel or just, like, all the work, and you go, what am I talking? When I was back in that school in Ireland, learning how to take bumps, it would have blown my mind that I got this far.
All the time.
All the time?
Well, because I'm, I call it the Irish rage.
Yeah, get it. Hey, I think I got some of that in me. My mom's got that rage. I knew that growing up.
Where I'm like, just, you know, and then, you know, and I try to calm myself and I'm like, hey, now. Remember, we're going to start meditating.
Yeah.
And
That's what everyone says with anger. Anybody that gets angry, you go, hold on now, you're trying to be zen, even though I'm fucking furious.
And then, you know, I've come to this realization that people don't need to know my honest feelings. They don't
Holy
need
shit.
To know.
I'm going to tell you right now, as someone that, you know, this took me in my 40s to realize that, but that is something where you go, you don't have to say everything.
You don't have to say everything.
And I really wish I could get some years back from not doing that.
Oh, see, I still haven't gotten there. If you're annoyed and people ask you, how are you doing? You know, you can say, fine. You can lie right to their face. Yeah. They won't know.
You know,
and you can move on. Yeah. But I'm like, no, but they'll see it in my eyes. They can sense it in my energy.
You want to be genuine.
And so they ask you how you're doing. And you're like, well, you know.
I fucking don't like this. The other one I learned is you can dislike a person and still not be rude to them.
Yeah.
So you don't have to be like, fuck you. There was a guy last night, I was just telling him at the comedy club that I'm not a fan of, that came in and I just no-sold him on the whole conversation. He went, how you doing? I went, I'm good. But I wasn't a dick.
Oh,
I was like, I'm good. And he's like, hey, we haven't seen each other in a while. And you're like, yeah. Just nothing.
Yeah.
Gave him nothing.
Yeah.
But
then didn't really give him anything to be salty about.
Exactly.
That's the good revenge.
Just 100% no sell.
Yeah.
100% no sell.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is
I haven't gotten there.
you'll get there. And when you do it, you go, it's not as satisfying as telling him to fuck off.
Yeah.
But then what I would have had is the anxiety all day. Of like,
I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, I didn't need to tell him to fuck off.
I know. So that's then when I come back and I'm like, oh, crap. I forgot that I was supposed to hide my emotions.
And Colby, I forgot that I didn't have to tell them how I was feeling.
And then Colby is like, you know, you say this all the time.
Yeah.
And then you like beat yourself up. And he's like, I think you just don't want to change. So you have to just accept that this is the way you are. But then I go, no, I just forget.
Yeah. No, you're wrong.
I want to change. I just forget.
I think that's always the sign of like a great relationship is when your partner can kind of act like an emotional mechanic and go, well, that clicking you're hearing is because you're doing this. And you go, shut up. No, it's not. But you're right.
It is
right. Like she'll say that to me. She goes, you blow up quick and then you just spend five times the amount regretting blowing up. Just don't blow up. And you go, well, that's easier said than done.
Do you meditate?
Yeah.
Do you?
I do meditate. Not as much as I should. Sometimes when I do it, I'll immediately look at my phone after and she'll be walking by after I meditate and she's like, are you looking at your phone? And I go, yeah. And she goes, then what's the fucking point of meditating? Because then I'm just riled up immediately. I'm like, did you see where this fucking post? And she's like, then what was the point of what you just did? And you're like, yeah, I really cleaned my underwear and then pooped my pants again. Just immediately being like, oh, yeah, and just forced the shit out. You're like, fucking, what are you doing, dude? You were clear. You were in the clear. But it is, meditation is a thing where it's like, for it to work, you can't act the way you...
It has to be a lifestyle thing.
And I'm not, I don't think I've completely adopted it, but there'll be days where I do it and I do go like, that really did help.
But do you listen to an app?
No, I did this. Oh, nice. I do a breathing exercise that a friend of mine that worked at a yoga studio taught me. And it's just really like to control my breath.
Oh, nice.
And it really does, like, I'll stop and be like, but then sometimes, if I'm going to be honest, I'm still riled up.
Of course. Well, I don't think it's a miracle worker, right?
Yeah, but they go, oh, meditation is so zen. And you go, then why am I still fired up?
So I read this book, 10% Happier.
Okay.
Which I think is like a great thing where when I remember to do it, I probably am about 10% happier. But like,
I think it does work.
Sometimes I need to find the right app because I need like a bit of guidance because I don't know what I'm doing. Otherwise, I'm just sitting there. But then you listen to the apps and they're just talking the whole time. And I'm like, I don't think this is meditation. This is just listening to a podcast this is for 10 minutes.
It's just an unfunny, boring ass podcast where you're telling me to think about shit. Oh, buddy, summer's coming up, which means probably we all got to start dieting. So we can be presentable if we have to take our shirts off, if we have to go to the pool, which is so fun, but I don't want to take my shirt off. Enter Factor Meals, because then I can eat something healthy, you know? Factor's got nutrition, whether it's got meals built around your goals, if you want weight loss, overall nutrition, more protein. Even if a meal is crafted with functional ingredients like lean proteins, colorful veggies, whole foods, you can pick. You could also do like, hey, I want to do fresh, never frozen, because that's what it is. It's priority. Over 100 rotating weekly meals, including globally inspired flavors like Mediterranean and Asian. So there's always something new to look forward. Head to factormeals.com/soder50off. Got to use that whole thing. And then use code SOTER50OFF. You get 50% off and free daily greens per box with new subscriptions only while supplies last until September 27th, 2026. So you got a little bit. So head to factormeals.com/SOTER50OFF and use the code SOTER50OFF. I mean, great. How great is that? You can get like Factor Meals. Get good meals. Quick.
Yeah.
I don't know. I do feel like maybe as I get older, meditation might, it has helped. Maybe it'll help more as I calm down as I get older. Because what I used to do is I would get angry because I got that Irish temper from my mom. My mom's got that fucking Irish Catholic immediately like, let's get into it. And I had that, but I used to bury it. And I think that's way worse. Where you go, I'm not mad.
Oh, I'd love to know how you did that.
No, it's horrible. Because really? Then it's down there and you go, well, I got to get this shit out. And so now I'm working on getting it out. And you're like, this is better to clear the air instead of being like, no, it's fine. It's fine.
Well, do you find that you get to let it out in your art, you know, in your comedy?
Yeah, like, sometimes. But anger in comedy is a fine line of you being funny and you just being straight up being a dickhead. Yeah, just being like, and fuck the TSA. And you're like, oh, chill out. They're doing their job.
Yeah.
So I do think it is like, it is a fine line of like, kind of understand. I don't know. I feel like in the age of the internet in the modern era, people are struggling to find limitations on their behavior, especially with the two fan bases that you have had to deal with recently, which is wrestling fans and Star Trek fans.
Oh, yeah.
Because Star Trek fans, go check out Becky in the new Star Trek, streaming now on Paramount Plus.
Thank you.
Are they as, who's nerdier? Because I'm a wrestling fan, and I would say we take the cake as far as like how much we overstep and care too much. But Star Trek fans are very,
they also
like,
care too. You know, it was so lovely. I went to the premiere of the Star Trek Starfleet Academy, and I walked in, and they had like a bunch of fans in the front row, and they go, welcome to the family. And I just was like, aw.
That's fun.
That was so like, welcome.
Yeah.
Now you're part of us. But I think that's the great thing about these fandoms is it is that community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such, yes, okay, look, like, they have their opinions, and we'll all disagree, and they'll all fight amongst each other, and we'll all fight with each other, and we'll disagree on what is the best outcome. But it's better than the frickin'. Did you watch the Louis Theroux documentary, The Welcome to the Manosphere? Yeah. It's a lot better than that. Yeah. So I'd much rather everybody get in there. I'd much rather everybody get in their community via Star Trek, and we argue over what's the best way that the Klingon should be, or you know,
Kirk was the best captain, and like Picard's the best captain.
Exactly.
And that is, I mean,
let's fight over that rather than women's rights. Do you know what I mean?
Like, the Welcome to the Manosphere doc has been quoted in this house ad nauseum, and the quote that Katie and I hit all the time is, "This is Louis Theroux. He's not a pedo." When that guy says that, it's so funny to me, unintentionally, him going, because everyone they think he's talking to is a pedophile they're busting, and he goes, no, and he can't even say Louis Theroux's name right. He's like, Louis Theroux, and you're like, what a dipshit.
And what dipshit. The other thing is, Louis Theroux is such an icon in English and Irish TV.
I mean, if you watch any great BBC docs, it's usually him. I mean, him and the part at the end where the streamer's mom, the guy who's like, all bitches are stupid. Bitches are here to serve us. And then his mom goes, go get a juice. And he goes, I don't want a juice, mommy. It was like, to me, funnier than anything anybody could write. Like, if you saw that in a sketch, you'd go, that's too on the nose. That's not. And then you watch the doc and you're like, damn, Louis really caught him. Louis used his own stream. He really did the why are you hitting yourself? Why are you hitting yourself? Because he just played the stream. He's like, look at this dipshit. But back to fandoms.
It's great. They're great fandoms.
But wrestling fandom is a thing where, like, comedy fandom has it a little bit where they'll be like, I don't think he should have gone on this podcast. But as a wrestling fan, sometimes I see other wrestling fans and I go, yo, chill the fuck out. Where they're like, that promo shouldn't have gone like that. It's like, you're not doing it. Pump the fucking brakes.
Yeah.
The internet always has a better booking option than what happened. And you go, it's what you were saying when we were talking about you're going to work a program with this person. You have no idea who's injured, who's not available. Yeah. Like,
what happened behind the scenes? Yeah, right. But like,
how long did it take you to get used to that?
Look, it goes in waves. And when I talk to you through my meditation,
after I meditated,
as opposed to my personal feelings and like the, because it's your art, you know what I mean? And you're like, look, man, I'm trying my best here.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get you to care.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get you entertained.
Yeah.
See me as a person. I'm trying, buddy. Yeah. I'm trying. But on the other end of that meditation hat, I go, God, this person cares so much.
Yeah.
And they have an attachment to how they want to see things and how they want it to be. And in their head, it can be so much better. And it's only because they care and because they love this thing that I love so much.
Sure.
And I hope that they see that we're not trying to screw them in any capacity. We're all going out there going, how do we, for the most part, and I hope that everybody's going out going, how do we do the best? How do we put on the best show? Nobody's going out there going, how do we insult the fans? How do we just phone it in and get through?
You ever worked with someone? Oh, sorry. Have you ever worked with someone that you feel like is like phoning it in?
That doesn't care?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, there's a few out there.
Yeah. But
we won't name names. But we don't have to name names.
Because, you know, I think that's like any profession. You love what you do, you'll see people that aren't doing it because they love it.
Yeah.
They're doing it for the personal benefit.
Yes.
And you go, fuck you.
Yeah. You're
like, I fucking hate it. Don't.
Of course.
Quietly. Without naming names. But you go, nice to have Colby there to go like, what the fuck? Do you guys have that, you know, obviously with each other being in the same business.
Yes.
Of being like, bro.
And so, but sometimes, you know, you can have a gripe and then they validate your gripe. And then you're like, oh, well, now if this person's saying, and this person that I trust so much is also validating my gripe, and then then the Irish rage comes out.
Then you get fired up even more. Because then you're validated. You go, yeah.
Yeah.
It's when they go, yeah, I don't think they should have done that. And you go, yeah.
Yeah.
Does that ever get you in trouble? All the time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Has he ever had to apologize to you and been like, no. Oh, fuck, I got you fired
oh,
up?
No, on no, no, okay. no, 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 no. And I would never, no, because it's already my, it's not, it, he didn't make me feel this.
Sure.
He just, you know, all right, like you're kind of, that does suck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're like, okay, all right. So it's not just me.
Yeah.
It's not just me saying it.
Yeah.
This actually is.
It's confirming your reality.
It's confirming, which is also nice.
Yeah, because you go, I'm not crazy.
You know what I mean? Yeah, but sometimes you need a little pop back. A little pop. I mean, maybe not. Maybe you don't. Maybe you shouldn't. But maybe you do.
But
and
maybe
actually,
you do.
Do you know what? No, you do. because that's what got me over in the first place.
Yeah.
Saying, yo, hey, don't like this.
Yeah.
But also, by the way, coming back to the not caring, it means I care.
Yeah.
And I also care. I care a lot.
Yeah.
I care too much sometimes. And, you know, sometimes you got, and that's the thing with the fans, you know, they care so much. And sometimes you might go about it, but you're also throwing out these opinions and you don't think that people are actually seeing them.
Sure.
Like, they don't think that I'm seeing this opinion. They don't think that John C. or whoever else, and sometimes we don't, and sometimes we do. But the other thing is that, like, now, there was a time when you just had opinions.
Sure.
That lived in your head.
Yeah, you just had to hold on to them.
And you just...
Or you said them at a bar if you were sitting next to a person and you go...
You didn't have a platform to say them.
Yeah.
So now I think it's just adjusting to the fact
that
now we just hear everybody's internal monologue and we just have to kind of find a way to deal with... That's just how it is. And so we have to just accept the way that it is.
That is the most mature way of looking at that.
Yes.
Of going like, you know, we're in the age where opinions can be expressed freely and in your face. And sometimes you catch them when you're waiting to board a flight.
Yeah.
And you read the opinion and you go...
And it ruins your day.
And now I'm going to be depressed all day. Yeah. But also...
And it lingers. I don't seek them out.
Yeah. And I also don't... There's a part of me that believes that because the fans care so much, in any kind of thing that you work in where there's fans, you go, I wonder if you knew I read that, if you would have said the way you said it. Because I think you would have been... It's a face-to-face thing.
I think some people would. I think they might like that, you know, that they would get
getting
a reaction.
Under your skin.
Yeah, especially if they don't like you.
Sure.
And they're free to their opinion. But I haven't had any interactions with a fan where it was genuinely mean-spirited. At least I haven't felt
that. That's great.
And I've, sometimes actually, maybe in the crowd.
Well, that's what I'm wondering, because I'm wondering when you're walking down the aisle and your music is playing and obviously you're walking to the ring. Have you ever seen someone like yelling at you and then you look at them and they go like.
Oh, yes, that has happened.
But also, that would be me, by the way. I think I did that with, I forget who was at, I think it was Finn when he was on, when he just joined the Judgment Day. And I was like talking shit and he looked at me and I went, ah, shit.
I
was like, why are you fucking turn on Edge? You know, it was like right when the Judgment Day was forming. And then he looked at me and I was like, hey, dude, you got to do your business. He's a grown man being like.
But that's the right person to be yelling at.
Sure.
Yelling. So. I've had it where I'm a baby face.
Yeah.
And it's never women that are yelling at me. It's like...
Oh, surprise, surprise.
It's grown men and I'm supposed to be the good guy. And they're like, you suck, you're over. And I'm like, who raised you?
Yeah.
Why are you so... I'm playing a character and I am...
They're bad, I'm good.
I'm a lady. Like, would you stop?
Could you just be a little bit...
Sit down now. Come on now. Look at yourself.
Look at you. You're
look
all in
at yourself. And it's fine if I'm a heel. That's the proper response. But like,
what
come
do
on
you
now.
Like?
Also check yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, for real. Stop. I mean, you know what's funny is like, that happens with heckling in comedy where sometimes people will be heckling you and you go, what are you doing? And then they go, oh, I'm sorry. I genuinely was just like talking to you. And you go, yeah, well, this is in front of a crowd. I mean, you've seen that before. Like people are like, they'll like respond to your jokes. Or it'd be like, yeah, my dog shit all over my living room. Like my dog shit on my living room. And you go, stop. What are you doing? Stop doing this. And they go, oh. And then there are people that are just drunk and they're like, fuck you. I want to fuck you drunk. And then you go, be an adult.
Yeah.
Just being a person. Do you like being... I'm fascinated by this. Do you like being a babyface or a heel more?
Heel.
Yeah.
Heel.
It seems.
Well, because if that interaction happens when I'm a baby face, I've failed, right? Sure. And now I'm like, hey, man, come on. I'm just trying to do my job. But if that interaction happens when I'm a heel, I'm doing my job.
You're like, yeah, you know what I mean? You're buying in.
Yeah.
Was there a moment when, because with the man run, when you see that happen, when your nose is bloody right before Survivor Series and you're sitting there with the broken nose, did you know in that moment that you were like, yo, I think I just hit a new level?
Yes and no. Yes, okay. Yes and no. Yes, yes, because I was like, oh, now that this Survivor Series match isn't going to happen, now I have a run to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I'm going to be the first woman to win the main event of WrestleMania. That's going to happen now. That is happened.
Do you call your childhood friends and you go like, or your friends that aren't in the business or your family and you go, I'm going to fucking headline WrestleMania. What's that call when you find out?
I don't think if I called any of my friends.
Or is this so like a
from
massive?
From growing up, they'd give a shit.
Really?
No, like,
go,
yeah.
They go, shut up, Rebecca. Like, I'll call you back in a second.
Do you have notions about yourself? Look at your wand. Think she's Irish, great.
God, if the Irish could just let in emotions, the healing that would happen in that country. If they just went like, good for you, I'm proud of you. It's just so, it's that line that Leo says in The Departed about the Irish being impervious to psychological things where you go, if you guys just let it in and we're like, congratulations.
Yeah.
But what is that feeling when they say like, hey, you, Charlotte and Ronda are going to headline, you're going to be the final match of WrestleMania. The first time ever that's happened.
Woo-hoo.
Is that?
That's it. That's like, oh my God, it's happening.
Yeah.
Ah.
Is it? So I
just like that.
The close. I mean, not even in the same universe, but I remember when I was told I was getting an HBO special, it felt really good that night, but it was the next morning when I woke up and I like laid in bed and I was like, I'm going to do a fucking HBO special. And then you feel like the wave of anxiety with the, was there that moment
of course,
of like a week later where you go, now I got to headline WrestleMania.
Yeah, now it has to be good. Yeah.
Now the hype is there. The eyes are on you.
Yeah.
And they're setting up a massive match with three of the best in the business. You know, it's just, that was so cool to watch that I think as a fan, the question is like, what was the roller coaster like? Was it one of those things where up until the event you're like overthinking it or you're trying not to think about it?
I think I was trying to enjoy the day.
Good.
I was trying to enjoy the day. I was cognizant of that, of like, this is monumental. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
And so, but then I was like, all right, am I enjoying it properly? Is this enjoyment? I think I'm enjoying it. Yes. Okay.
That's the thought that's process I have.
That's enjoyment.
That's my thought process when I dance.
Oh.
When I go, am I in a rhythm? I shouldn't dance. What am I doing? And then I shut down and I'm like, stop. Oh yeah. We got to go soon. A couple minutes early. It's fine. I am so glad that I got to talk to you because I haven't seen you since Billions. You did a fantastic job. Can I just say before we leave, I am so sorry that I ruined season 5 of Billions for you and Colby because I don't know if you remember this. We were getting coffee and I was told by Damian Lewis, who played Bobby Axelrod, I was told that day that he was leaving the show at the end of season 5. And you and I were getting a coffee and you were saying that you guys watched the show, and I went, just sucks that Damien's leaving. And you went, I will never forget this. You went, well, Colby and I were excited for this season, but now that you just ruined it for me. And I remember going, do you want to ruin Survivor Series for me? Because it was like 2 weeks away, and you went, I wouldn't be good at my job if I did that. And I went, oh, fuck, I'm bad at my job. I ruined fucking season 5.
Oh, my God. Feels so cutting, but I was 100%
good.
Like joking.
Yeah, because you did tell me.
Oh, yeah.
You did, okay. Which I'm not going to say what, but you were like, I'm not going to ruin it for you, but and I was like, all right, because I feel so bad right now.
Oh, yeah, but
your
I was 100%.
And you
I
went like, well, I wouldn't be good at my job if I did that. And I was like,
oh, God.
I was like, fuck, I suck. I fucking suck. I blew it.
I'm actually really proud of myself for that sharp wit.
Yeah, you got me. I mean, in the moment, to the point where I was like still stirring my coffee when I went back on set, and I was like, I just ruined season 5 of fucking Billions for Becky Lynch. I fucking suck. Good luck in WrestleMania.
Thank you so much.
Good luck. I want you to win that Intercontinental title off AJ. I know it's a family feud now. You and your husband versus AJ and her husband.
We hate that family.
And I love it.
Down with that family.
And I love it. But
let's get rid of that family again. It was a nice 10 years before they're when they were gone.
before they came back. Mucked up your guys' company.
Our company that we put on our back, that we built. And now they're here and everybody's like, oh yeah, we love them. I'm like, they abandoned you.
Yeah.
We didn't abandon you.
We didn't leave you in your time
of need. We didn't leave you. We stayed through the mud, through the shit.
And excelled.
And where is my gratitude, huh?
Ah.
Where's my gratitude? Why don't you put that on the Instagram post? Thank you.
Zero.
Give me my gratitude. Give me my flowers.
WrestleMania 42, April 18th and 19th, Allegiant Stadium, Las Vegas, ESPN app. If you have the subscription, you watch the whole thing, go get the ESPN app. Also, they're airing it, first hour of WrestleMania on ESPN and ESPN2. So check that out. WrestleMania 42. Thanks for coming by and hanging out.
Thank you so much.
You're the best. I'm excited for your husband to get his hands on Paul Heyman in a very real way. Oh, yeah.
My daughter thinks it's so funny when he hits Paul Heyman in the back with the chair. She thinks it's hilarious.
Like a pratfall?
She like.
He got a good one on him on Raw last night.
It's so funny, which I just love.
And I'm always wondering, and I'm very, how well your husband moves in dress shoes.
Unreal.
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 It's like when I see, I watched last night when I was watching some wrestling and I was like, damn, the shoe wear is tough. And then I see Seth in there on those dress shoes and I go, this motherfucker's moving around.
I wouldn't risk it for a biscuit. No. Slippy shoes, no. Can't be
slippy shoes on a ring like that?
Can't be having slippy shoes.
Bite it on the fucking Slim Jim logo?
No, nobody wants slippy shoes. I want old, worn-in boots.
Boots on the ground.
Yes,
Becky Lynch, WrestleMania 42, April 18th, April 19th, on the ESPN app. Go watch it. I'll be watching it. I have a show that night, but I'm still, you know me, it will be on in the dressing room right after my set. I'm very excited. You rule.
Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. This was great. Good luck.